Is this level of flooding unusual?
It absolutely is, Jake. Take a look at this map. When you look at the flooding down in Texas there from the Llano River, if you look at the different events we've had, Chicago, New Jersey, New Mexico, Texas right there, look at this map of the reported flooding events so far this year, because this is absolutely a record what we have seen so far in terms of the number of them. All of those spots there, more than 3,000 warnings issued so far this year. That is a record. Why is it happening? Some of it is normal. It's summertime. In summer, the air is warmer. It can hold more moisture. You can have more flooding. Think about your dehumidifier at home. In summer, you have to empty it more because the warmer air holds more. But also the air is also slow moving at this time of year, meaning a storm can get over an area and just sit there, dropping rain, dropping rain, dropping rain, overwhelming the system. And lastly, look at this, climate change. This is a real deal here. The simple truth is everything else we're talking about here is exacerbated by climate change, by things being even a little bit warmer. If you look at a world model here, when the jet stream gets pushed up farther north and that big, broad of warm area of warmth sits through there, this makes a big difference, Jake, and it's making a big difference at the very time that we're having people continue to say this isn't the issue, but this is the issue. And all of this rain and all of this flooding, it's localized, yes, but it's part of a trend.